So I mentioned the Melbourne Stars earlier. They're 6-7 at the moment. They've had little luck this year. They've absolutely copped it with COVID and injury. It's been a fair old slog for David Hussey's men, and they're understandably running on fumes to some extent, but somehow they've cobbled together a late little run to keep the finals flame flickering. Stars power hitter, World Cup winner, Marcus Stoinis is here for Foxtel, Australia's only dedicated sport 4K Ultra HD channel. Marcus, welcome.
Morning, guys. How are you?
Hey, great. Thanks for your time. Really appreciate it. Somehow the flame's still alive, Marcus. You need the Hurricanes to do the right thing by it tonight. And if they do, she's game on.
Yeah, I heard you just say we're running on fumes, and that's pretty accurate, I reckon. But these fumes are getting a bit stronger now with a sniff of finals and that sort of stuff. So we need, like you said, we need the Renegades to get a win tonight. And then that keeps us in the hunt, and it's all in our hands tomorrow.
Just how unique has it been for you and for your team? You've had unspeakable amount of COVID issues. You've been meeting players only hours and days before games. You had the quick backups. How has it been? How challenging has it been for you to stay focused and try and still be able to conjure some results?
Yeah, it's been an odd season. I think, going into the last 2 years, we all knew about the risks and what's going on with COVID and the fact that everyone's a good chance to get it and that sort of stuff. But it's for the last 2 years, we've done a pretty good job at dodging it. And then, it was just, bad timing for sport and for the Melbourne Stars and for us individually. It is what it is. And we're sort of coming out the other end now, and we're all feeling quite a lot better. So hopefully sport's got a little fairy tale in it and a fairy tale ending for the Stars.
For the Stars, indeed. How have you found? Not sure whether you've experienced the actual the day to day backup, but how have you felt doing that, and how have you seen some of those quick backups with a game in the evening and then having to butter up and back up the next day? Has the quality of cricket dropped off, or is it something that's achievable in the sport?
I think it's achievable. I think probably not in the environment that we've got at the moment. In terms of, I know a lot of the boys that came straight out of quarantine and played the next day, pretty much, or 2 days later, and then another day later than that, and then got in a plane and played again, and they were pretty cooked. And I think, if I was reflecting on that, I think it's a bit of a stretch, but in an environment where we're condensing the tournament and we're in an environment where we're all free to move around and that sort of thing, and people in a good headspace and not battling different illnesses and that sort of thing, then I think it's definitely possible.
And just on that, actually, Marcus, you obviously are like pretty much, I think, the entire squad, correct us if we're wrong, you got COVID, so you were in isolation, missed a couple of games, with the 7 days, and then you've come back and gone a little bit too hard too early and gave the back a bit of a tweak.
Yeah, true Stoinis fashion, not really listening to anyone else, getting out of isolation, being stuck in the room that you can't lock up a gorilla like me, too long. And then I ran out of there and went too hard, hit 1,000 cricket balls, jumped around in the field, and then woke up the next morning, couldn't move. So, went a bit too hard.
I heard or read that David Hussey told you guys to have fun. We know, or have more fun. We know what that means, but what does it actually look like? How do you implement fun when sometimes, whenever losing isn't fun? How do you sort of implement that and get that rolling?
Yeah, it is hard. It is hard. It's something that is professional sports, and I think it's a real key to stay engaged with that side of it. Losing's never fun. But you know what, we sort of talked about the season and how it's gone so far and the bit of headwind that we've had pretty much most of the time. You got to take the pressure off sometimes and go out there and entertain. And I mean, we saw Hilton Cartwright come out and hit his first ball for six. Just a few things like that. We saw even in the field, a lot of the time we were told to attack the game by the skipper Glenn Maxwell. So we maybe attacked it too much, and we were about 40 metres off the boundary, even though we're meant to be on the rope. So just things like that, just enjoying ourselves and having a laugh and stirring each other up a bit. Just probably re-engage with also why you played it when you were young, and understand that there's a lot of young fans there at the ground, and to put on a show and do the things you love doing.
I'm sure him banging on about that catch will, for an eternity will give you a good cause for laughter as well. I'm sure that hasn't died down, Marcus.
No, the boys are making a few memes out of it as well. Don't worry about that. So that this will stick around for a while.
Just in a word, we've got to let you go. This season's got an asterisk, but is it too long anyway? Does it need to be shortened?
I think so. I think they could condense it, and they showed they have. And in a bit of a cleaner environment and a safer environment for everyone, I reckon they could do that.
Best of luck with it, Marcus. Hopefully the Hurricanes do the right thing and just roll aside tonight under a bit of Renegades heat, and then you can get the job done against them next time out, and you can sneak in there. Appreciate your time this morning.
Thank you, guys. Enjoy your day.
Marcus Stoinis there, World Cup winner for the Aussies and Stars power hitter as well, joining us. All thanks to Foxtel. They are the only place to watch every ball of the Vodafone Ashes series in 4K Ultra HD.